Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الحمد لله we thank Allah Azza wa Jal who is our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. Peace and blessings be upon Nabi Akram Nuri Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhi muridwan. We thank Allah Azza wa Jalla once again for we have awaited this moment and day, and yes, as just as promised, dear viewers, we are back with our program called Reformation of the Ummah in the company of our Honorable Ziyad Madani Hafidhullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Masha Allah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Once again, a pleasure and honor to have Mulana Sahib. Alhamdulillah, before we go any further into our discussion, and this discussion is a very important one. We all live in, of course, in this world, and we are within the society. We live amongst the society, and we are the people who make the society, subhanallah. Mm-hmm. So we are going to be discussing the dark side of our society, dear. It's a program called Reformation of the Ummah, and we are discussing the dark side. Yes, I'm not saying there's no bright side of the society. So there's a little story that I would like to share with the viewers of Madini Channel, and maybe inshallah Azza wa Jalla Mulana Sahib can give me his view on this matter, right?
Inshallah.
India ho, Pakistan ho, South Africa ho, anywhere in the world you go, Mulana Sahib, we have people who are very much concerned for society.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call themselves activists.
Right.
You know, they are always active and always in the momentum to make sure that, you know, things are not sliding under the bridge. They are fixing situations, reforming situations, so on and so forth. Sometimes they go all the way to the law and make sure that this matter is resolved.
Alhamdulillah.
But despite all these pressures and long-end meetings and conferences and seminars that are being set from government level all the way to different organizations and NPOs and NPCs and name it, there are people out there who are trying really hard to better the society. But after all of that we see, from the news channel, to the newspapers, to the magazines, to the social media, we still see so much of corruption. In the bright side, we find more of the darker side. Despite seeing the bright side being there, but the negatives a lot, Mulana Sahib, that has ruined the peace from amongst the people. Thus, there could be a family of 10, 15 living in one compound, and there's no unity. Because society, chahe bada ho ya chota, whether it's a big or a small society, at the end, we still see these vices affecting and destroying and ruining the peace of every environment from all walks of life.
True.
So, there was a person, there was a man, it is said that this person, the father, he was busy doing some studies, right?
Right.
His son was disturbing him. The father said, shush, why? Seeing a studying son, I've got some important work to do. And the son, momentarily he stopped, but then again he would continue. He was a child. So the father said, ish, what do I do to keep my son busy? My fathers are very quick as well.
Alhamdulillah,
he saw a map and he said, let me just tear this into pieces and give it to him to assemble. It'll keep him busy for 2-3 hours. I'll get my job done here.
Make a little puzzle.
Mashallah. So he took the map and he split the map into many pieces and he gave it to his son. He said, son, go in the next room and put this map together. And he made it such, like, the son took it serious, like, okay, now I've got some tasks to do. And children sometimes are like that. You know, if you give them something to do, they will get busy doing that. So this child, he'd taken the pieces from his dad, his father, and he goes to the next room. A father just thought to himself after taking a deep breath, yo, now I can get busy with my work.
Right.
Just when he was just starting to get busy, just after a few moments, his son came back with the map all assembled.
Subhanallah.
Alhamdulillah. The father is now astounded. And in astonishment, he asked his son, beta, kaise ho gaya? I mean, I assume that you would take some time, at least 45 minutes to an hour. And within a few moments, you have assembled and you have put together this puzzle and you have brought it to me. How did you do that? Father was really surprised. Son is laughing and he's saying, but Abba, you did not see behind the map. There was a person's picture. I did not follow the map. I followed the picture behind.
Aye.
So to make things easier, I did not look at the map, because looking at the map, I was never going to come right. I just look at the face and the body of the person in this picture, and I assemble the picture. Automatically, the map became right.
Aye.
Allahu Akbar. So Maulana Sahib, even in today's time, if we look, each and every person of society, just take this one example that I've given, right? If we start to reform and rectify our inner and outer self, just as this child look at the picture from behind, but the front became better, right? If we all together collectively try to fix the inner and the outer, then the distorted image of society will also automatically become better, Mulana Sahib.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Khud ba khud. What are the vices within our home first? Let's start from the home before we get to the neighbor, before we get down the road, before we go to a few kilometers away.
Absolutely.
It all commences and starts from the home. Because this example you will hear from the neighbor. The neighbor who causes the mischief is the one who will tell you, takes one fish to make the pond dirty. It takes one fish to make the talab dirty. But the person never asks himself, maybe I'm that fish that makes him the pond dirty. Nobody asks this question. What's your opinion on this matter, Mulana Sahib?
Absolutely, absolutely, mashallah. It's a very beautiful example that is given.
Right.
That if you look at just our personal image, just us ourselves,
right,
society is made up of us and many others that are like us.
I agree.
That's it. Society is not something that is abstract, something that's out of this world. You and I make up society,
right,
and the rest of the dunya, but everyone else, they are individuals just like us. People make up homes. Homes make up a community.
Yeah, but
that community makes up the society. And that can go on until it becomes a global society.
Oh.
So the entire dunya is made up of individuals just like us. If every one of us just considers that I need to fix the entire society, and we only work on fixing the society, then we are not going down the right route. The right route is to fix from within, to fix ourselves. Really? And if each one fixes themselves, what happens? The entire society comes right. So if you want to beautify an entire home, you just don't just beautify the entire home, you beautify each room in the home, isn't it? And then the home will become beautiful. Therefore, alhamdulillah, it's this discussion that we are having is very well encapsulated within the Madani Maqsad of Dawat Islam. Shaykh al-Tariqah, the Amir al-Sunnah, gave us, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world.
Wow.
When he, Shaykh al-Tariqah, Dawat Barakatum al-Aliyah, says, I must strive to reform myself. If each person takes on this task that I must reform myself, you must reform yourself. So when each of us are reforming ourselves, naturally the society is being reformed. So the reformation of the people of the entire world is taking place by each person reforming themselves.
Right.
So if we start looking at it like this, understand that every one of us, we are valuable members of society.
Right.
Every viewer of Madani Channel is a valuable member of their society.
Hmm.
It doesn't take just the rest of society to set themselves right in order for us to be right. Every one of us is that society. We are there at the grassroots level of society. So whatever changes you want to make in society, we have to look at those changes on a personal level. That my own level, how can I make the change to make it positive? Then we extend to our families.
Right.
Then we extend to our neighbors. Then we extend to the rest of the community. In that way, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we will see positive change.
Right.
If we think it must come from without, from outside, then we will have lots of activists and we will have lots of policemen over the next person. Today's time, it's like everybody wants to be the policeman over the next person. I must check on you and you must check on me and I must check on everyone else and I must say what they're doing wrong. If we look within ourselves and we become the policeman of ourselves, and if each person does this, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we're going to see society change from within. You know, we're going to see it bloom from within. Flowers are like that too. Don't think the beauty will come from somewhere else. It's lying within the flower. Just bloom from within and the rest of the world sees the beauty.
Wow, Mulana Sahib. I really love the way you said that, right? So
SubhanAllah.
It's from within, Mulana Sahib. In other words, there are some dust that has settled and you just need that little shine to get the glow and that glimpse once again.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Acha, so where does the problem stem, Mulana Sahib? Because, for example, let's start from within the home, right? Mulana Sahib has given us the direction. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, instead of us pointing fingers at this one and that one, let's look at ourselves. As you said, ourselves. So it's called introspection.
Yes.
And we perform and do this introspection from within.
Mm-hmm.
And we will find no time to speak to the neighbor. He will never find. Trust me, dear viewers. हम समझते हैं, हमको फील होता है कि हम बहुत अच्छे से जी रहे हैं, सब कुछ मजे से जा रहा है, हमारी तरफ से कोई कंप्लेन नहीं, लेकिन उस नेबर से पूछो जिससे 10 साल तक बात नहीं हुई है. Ask that neighbor who never spoke to us for 10 years if he has any complaint from us. Or from us, yes, example. And you will be astounded to hear that neighbor who's quiet all the time, if you have a constructive criticism, he might say 10 things to you that, you know what, you do this, but I just keep quiet about it. You do this, but I keep quiet about it. There are people who let things slide also. But doesn't mean if they are smiling, they have no problem with you. Yes. If you ask, you will get a reply. So anyways, one of the things that really corrupts a society is our youth, Mulana Sahib. Let's look at this from within, right? Today, the shararat and the naughtiness of the kids and children can ruin the peace of a small or big environment. Any one child and one zamana, it was very insignificant to know a five-year-old child can't cause any harm. Today, a two-year-old, three-year-old child can cause a harm to the home and to others because the use of internet is there, mobiles are there, and they are picking up those languages and those things that children in the past never used to think about, right? So times have advanced and children are the cause for many problems. Yani, if you want to rectify something, as you said, from within. So how can you rectify a person who's 20, 25 years old? It's easier to rectify that child who becomes 25 in the future. So if we rectify him now, it is hope that in the future he will be a better person. Now, I'm just giving one example. We all believe, I'm a parent, mashallah, Mulana Sahib is a parent. How many silsilas we had on Madini channel saying, mobile is a bad device for the upliftment and for the future of your child. We all believe that. Together with that, behind the mind, we also know that if the child is not going to play and use and go and navigate through a phone, he's going to be a slow child. He needs to be up with others who know how to handle these devices because you're living in the 21st century. So some give their children this device for them to be sharp. Some give their children this device for them to be quiet so that the parents can do what they have to do. And others do it knowing that my child is becoming corrupted because of phone, but I can't help it. You just use it. But they are the ones who talk evil of society. Society is very bad, rectified, but you are making this child to grow up to be a bad person who will do the same that you don't want your child to do. So how do you rectify this matter, Mulana Sahib?
See, I think that that's very true, actually. We all consider the harms of, you know, a mobile device for a young child. Yes, there could be benefits as well, and there's no denying of the benefits. Like Mulana Sahib mentioned, that for children to pick up various things in order for them to be able to be on par with the rest of society. And therefore, many parents may, you know, allow the mobile device, some at a younger age and some at a little later stage. However, those who want to allow the usage of a mobile device, for whatever your reason be, for a little child, it's important that we ensure that we keep tabs on that mobile device and we guide our children as to how they should navigate through the usage of that mobile device. Mashallah, some parents, they keep a close watch on it. They ensure that they guide their children in that direction. They put certain restrictions onto it so that only that which they want their child to see, the child will be exposed to. It's important as well to understand that what you expose a child to is what they're going to absorb. Children are like a clean, wonderful, beautiful slate. That's it. Whatever you imprint on that slate, that's what's going to be there. So we want to expose them towards positivity. We want to expose them towards good things, towards things that bring them closer to the deen of Islam, closer to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, closer to the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is what we should be centralizing our children's exposure to mobile devices, television, social media, etc. towards. But we should not just be leaving it completely open and then saying, Beta, oh my child, use as you wish and see whatever it is that you wish. If we leave it open, that the child sees whatever it is that they wish, it's possible that they will see many wrongs. And I tell you, it's not the child that will go towards the wrong. The wrong comes in front of the child. Shaitan makes sure that he pushes that in front. So parents who never wanted their children exposed to certain vices of society until the child was prepared for it, but at the tender age of 4 years, 3 years, 4 years and 5 years old, the child is already exposed to it. But if we just look towards... I've heard, you know, some pious personalities advise against even looking towards watching violence. Even looking towards violence or watching violence, because it has a negative effect on a person. That the person either becomes violent or sees violence as a norm. And yet, we see that we've exposed our children to so much of violence. Now, someone may say, a viewer may say, for example, that we are not violent at home.
Mm.
There's no violence. We do not shout, we do not scream, we are right. very careful. But the social media that we open our children to and we expose our children to, how much of violence do they see there?
Yeah.
Just look at the games that many children play. The games that children play are usually around in today's day and age. And I mean it when I say young boys and young girls, little toddlers and so on, they're already playing these games. Games that are either with regards to violence, there's fighting in those games, or there's really fast driving. Two things we don't want our children to do. I don't want my child to learn to drive really fast because it's a danger to society. I don't want my child to become violent because that's also a danger to society. As much as we love our child, we love our entire society. So we don't want that our child should be the bad fish in the pond.
I agree.
And, you know, to spoil the rest of the pond. But that is what we've allowed them to be exposed towards. Now, this, unfortunately, where we are poking fingers at so-and-so's child is very violent, so-and-so's child is very vulgar, so-and-so's child is like this and like that, we have already paved the way for our child to be the next one for someone else to say that person's child is like this.
Oh.
Because we've exposed them to these things. We need to look towards ourselves and say, instead of me pointing fingers at everyone today, let me ensure that my child doesn't follow the same route. We are allowing and we are actually, in a way, encouraging for our children to follow that route so that the same fingers that we are pointing to others' children today, others will be pointing at our children tomorrow.
Wow. What's amazing, Mona Sahib, that we send our kids to school.
Right.
In South Africa, we have a thing called Muslim school. We have right. secular education introduced with Dini education. So we call it a Muslim school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the government schools that are strictly run by the government. In every country, it's like that.
Alhamdulillah.
Right? Alhamdulillah. And I don't think I would say South Africa. I believe in the UK as well. I strongly believe this. I've heard from Islamic brothers. I believe in Pakistan, in India, in South Africa, in many parts of the world you travel to and you ask or you look into the school conditionings,
mm-hmm.
school condition, the environment in the school. Take, for example, South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Top school, it's the top yearly budget you gotta have to pay right. the fees, right? Quite high.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize almost every parent says the school is making my child more corrupted. The education is there.
Right.
But the environment is very bad for my child.
Mm.
Right? Not one mother, there are several parents discussing and talking about the same matter because now the child's attitude when they come home they can see. He's going to a top school, we're paying a top fees for him end of the month. Father is working so hard, but when the child comes back home, he's becoming a rotter.
Mm.
Even worse than he was year by year. As the grades are increasing, his attitude is also changing like that.
Mm.
So, that child who went to school to gain education, to better the society is coming out worse from the places where he's supposed to come out polished.
Right. Unfortunately.
So, when the child did not come out polished, how will he polish that was dirty? Example, how will he cleanse where it needs to be clean? So, he himself still needs to be cleansed and clean.
Mm.
He still needs to be further purified because it commences before the school, I believe, in the home.
Yes.
The reason why the environment in the school is affected is because these children come from various walks of life.
Yes.
There are 600-700 children in one school, Monal said, for example. 700 backgrounds, 700 families, 700 various ways of thinking, upbringing, violence, situations at home. Namazi, no namazi. Now, when they all get together, what will children do at the age of 7, 8, 10? They're going to play also with the Satan learning. So they learn and exchange ideas from there. And I believe the society becomes more corrupted now, especially our children. If at that tender age, if they were not reformed, there is very less chances for that same child to reach 15, 18 and 20 and then you want to reform him.
Mm.
They believe, nahi abhi bachcha hai, chhod do, khelne do. Let him steal, him, bachcha hai. Let him lie, bachcha hai. Let him fight, bachcha hai. That same bachcha, when he become a big marad, when he become a big man, and then he causes so much of we would say nonsense in society, he will of course interrupt the peace and ruin the peace of the society. So we need to get to that level, Mulana Sahib, and make sure that from our homes, our children become pious, Mulana Sahib. So this is not happening at the end of the day.
Unfortunately, yes, many a times it's not happening. But from the direction that Mulana Sahib mentioned initially and what I'm seeing right now, that as the discussion is opening up, Mulana Sahib mentioned that in today's time, children can be the cause of downfall, the downfall of society. They can cause problems. Previously, people would just say, children, it's a child, a child can't do any wrong. But as we are opening this discussion, I think it's becoming more and more apparent to us that it's not just the children that are spoiling society or capable of doing so much wrong, because a child is directed. A child is placed in a certain direction, is motivated, is given a tarbiyah. This is actually showing a lack of parenting, a lack of tarbiyah in the parenting that is causing children to be able to run in this direction. Look at the 700 different homes example, if a school had 700 students, so 700 different backgrounds. Each child there, alhamdulillah, when they are born innocent. But as they are put into that background, they become, you know, fine-tuned into becoming their background. 100%. And now, when we have 700 different students, we're using 700 just as an example. But when we have 700 students, what we actually have is 700 different homes, 700 different tarbiyas. Therefore, the tarbiyah that we give our children needs to be so strong, needs to be so strong that they should actually be able to change others rather than be changed, number one. Number two is, when we give a certain training to our children, you see, like-minded people generally, as a general law, they tend to click. So when we give that tarbiyah to our children, for example, you make your child pakka namazi, that my child must perform salah with me all the time, the child always sees you performing salah, perform salah with you. When they go into an environment, a schooling environment, and there are children from all different backgrounds, they naturally feel inclined towards the person who, when they hear the adhan, they're going for salah. So this is something we can put into our children. When the child hears Quran Sharif or Naat Sharif, time and time again, when one friend starts reading Quran Sharif or Naat Sharif, you'll find the child will be inclined towards that. So from little ages, I've noticed as well, you know, across society, that we have parents will play different songs and things like that in the vehicle, thinking, nah, they're just children. What sin they're committing? They are 3 years old and 4 years old. They don't know anything. But we are conditioning that child to be attracted to other people who have the same attractions. So now when that child sits in school and some other child sings the same song that the parents were playing at home, this child is automatically drawn towards that. But if our children were conditioned such that the sunnah was being spoken about, the child learned of Madani channel, the child's parents were in contact with Dawat-e-Islami, the child listened to the Holy Quran, read Naat of Rasulullah, or listened to Naat of Huzur Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when the next child is eating and he says Bismillah, the child is going to say, hey, my parents also say Bismillah, I also say Bismillah, there we found something common and we became friends. Rather than you sang that song, I heard that song in the car also. Now we are friends. We have something to talk about.
MashaAllah. And I would also like to add, Munana Sahib, I really appreciate what you have mentioned. But if somebody's child has reached 15, 20, 25 years old, there's still time. Speak with them. Trust me, there are so many youngsters out there whose childhood was ruined due to y'all's fighting, due to the parents fighting, argumentation, due to quarrels and many things, maybe disrespect, maybe a lot of anger from the father's side. And the mother always gets shouting, and the child grew up looking at the shouting happening, and out of respect, he held his reign for the last 20 years of his life. And then one time comes when he loses all his respect in one day that he had maintained. And then there is a distance between father and son, the distance between mother and daughter, for example. So it's never too late. Never think that you're living a family. You know, people believe that it's a beautiful bungalow and, you know, I've got everything found here, the best of food, the best of beds, the best of rest. But it's not a home because there's no muhabba within that family. There's no communication. When last have you sat on the dinner table and had a decent conversation and smile and laughter with your family? It's not about money and work and work and work and work day and night. Sometimes you got to unwind for your children's sake. You're going to sit and discuss these matters. They are very, very important. Some children who look very obedient from the apparent situations, but from the inside, if you have to really ask them, they cannot wait to get married and move out.
Allah.
But you don't know as a mother and father. You have no idea. This is the modern generation. Thus, we are requesting you to look into this as well. I would say this, Maulana Sahib. MashaAllah, Maulana Ziyad Madini Sahib, dear viewers, is the principal of Jamiatul Madina of Dawat Islami. SubhanAllah. Being a principal, this is not staged, this is not planned. This is a genuine discussion we are having.
Marhaba.
Alhamdulillah, right? You have no idea which new child might come and knock on the door tomorrow. I want to get enrolled.
Absolutely.
And we have this. I stayed for almost 10, 12 years in this institute as well.
Alhamdulillah.
I also, alhamdulillah, lived and I've seen so many children come from various walks of life.
Yes.
Various countries.
Right.
And in an Islamic environment, it is so difficult to make them forget and leave the wrongs that they have picked up already.
Absolutely.
What about the school where there is no Islam at all?
Allahu Akbar.
What about the school where there's only secular? It's only about the dunya and about the degree and nothing about the deen. So you're trying to tell me that child who goes to the school, who's going to complete metric, who never studied in the Uloom Jamia or closer to ulamas and scholars, he's like very pious because he's obedient in school. He's getting distinctions and A's in all his subjects. So he's very pious because he gets A's and distinctions. That is not the criteria to measure the humbleness and the goodness of the child, Munana Sahib. It's genuine training and akhlaq to fix up the bad habits of the child. You as a parent, you need to know the psyche and the habits of your child. You need to know. And if you don't know, you're in problem. So a lot of people believe, no, I'll send my child to the Uloom, he'll become a wali.
Yes.
So they expect the ustad in the Uloom to make your child a wali. And this is where the problem stems also from Mulana Sahib. Because you as a principal, Mohan has faced this. This was another discussion only about kids alone. Right. But this was just one angle. However, let's move a little further, Mulana Sahib. Let's talk about elders who, I would say, disturb the coolness and the peace of the society as well. Just say we have 12, 13 families in one complex.
Right.
This happens almost everywhere.
Absolutely.
Nowadays, the new developments that we have in our society is all to save place and save space.
Right.
So instead of building one property, people putting up flats and buildings, and then, of course, there's body corporates in place. You've got to, of course, follow the instructions made by the policies made by this body corporate that actually manage all those people that live in the society, right? And then you see, though it's only 12 families, 15, 20 families, 50 families, more or less, I'm not talking about the entire city itself. I'm speaking about that one area. In that one area, this is one section that contains 30 families or 12 families. And then we learn that there is no muhabba in sukoon. The neighbor from the top does not know how to rectify the neighbor at the bottom. They would rather go and complain to the one in charge of the entire society. 50 people telling one person the problems. This one person knows everyone's problem, but this one man cannot rectify everybody. It all stems at why can't we have this place of communication? Wherever you go, Mulana Sahib, this is the problem that we have. Somebody left the gate open, somebody left the door. So people would like to spy each other, but nobody would say, I know that person mistakenly left the door open or the gate open. Let's go and speak to this person because he lives in the society where children also residing. Something can happen to them.
Right.
Let's have a mashwara, a meeting, and peacefully resolve this with muhabba and love. Maybe it happened once, twice. It was not followed by, and there was no outcome of that. Thus, you know, people in that society take things more serious as compared to other societies. But in general, I'm speaking, very in general, Mulana Sahib, we don't find that people living in such corporates are able to communicate as neighbors with peace and love.
Unfortunately, I think everybody, well, let's not say everybody, but many people have just become policemen for everyone else. I think that's where we've unfortunately moved towards that direction, that we've become policemen for everyone else. We want to watch what the next person does wrong, complain about the next person, or try to set the next person right in some way that's most likely going to be hurtful to the next person. Whilst, if we ourselves look towards how can I actually, genuinely better the situation? Now, I want to take a very simple example. Let's say, for example, Mulana Sahib and myself, we had a general rule that whoever enters a certain space, we close the door behind us or we close the gate behind us for safety, for example. So, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, that is done. Now, if there's one time that Mulana Sahib doesn't close the gate, what should I do? I should close the gate, come to Mulana Sahib and say, Mulana Sahib, the gate was left open. I think maybe Mulana Sahib forgot to close the gate. Don't worry, I closed the gate this time, but I'm just reminding Mulana Sahib so that next time when you do enter, you can close the gate. Now, this is actually trying to see what can I do to make it better. Instead of me today, we've moved towards this direction. And unfortunately, this is, you know, if it's not a dark side, then what is it? That when we see that someone else didn't follow, instead of trying to set them right, the first reaction is that we need to take out our cell phones. We take pictures of it to prove how guilty the next person is. And then we find the next person to show the pictures too, to show them as to how someone else did not fulfill their duty. Now, this is not the way to reform. This is not the way to correct society. This is actually, this is an evil of society. We're not making it better. We are acting as if we are making it better, but unfortunately, we are making it worse. How? We are bringing about ghibah. We are bringing about hatred. We are bringing about arguments. We are bringing about anger where there was no need for anger. Now, when the next person is informed that, see, they took a picture of the mistake that you made and they broadcasted it to the rest of society, is that person going to feel, this is the wonderful way to reform me? Don't worry, I will set it right now. Mm-hmm. Now the person says, my camera is also ready. When you make a mistake, don't worry, I will zoom in to make sure that I also capture it and I show it to a bigger society than the one you showed it to. So in this way,
there's a competition out there now.
It's like a competition to put each other down. We need to look at, am I genuinely trying to better it? Or am I just trying to defame everyone? Mm. If I'm genuinely trying to better it, then there's a way about it, isn't it? Mm. If someone messed, let me clean and then inform them that I cleaned the mess, but next time, please, you ensure that you clean the mess. I'm just bringing it to your attention. You left the gate open, I closed the gate because that's what was needed, not the picture. I close the gate.
Wow.
But just please, next time, you pay attention to this as well. If I make a mistake, you can let me know as well. But we're not policemen unto each other. When we start helping people to change in this way, inshallah azza wa jal, we'll see positive change. But as long as we are the people that are standing there with the stick, who's going to do wrong, I'm here for you. I will set you right. In this way, society won't change.
We'll never change, Mullah
Sahib. Unfortunately.
Allahu Akbar. Maybe people have tried. People have failed, but there's no lessons learned from them, Mawlana Sahib.
Mm.
Lessons are there, but there is no action. And this is the time for action. It's action. I'm not saying alcohol is good. It's haram. It has ruined the society. Lying, cheating, bad assumptions have ruined society. Making promises and lying, breaking those promises have also hurt society big time. So all these are those things, Mawlana Sahib, that has really caused a lot of harm in society. But I think the first Madini pool that we spoke about, if a child has learned all the harms, the negatives and the positive from a little age, if every Muslim home focuses in this direction, right, then it is hoped, Mulana Sahib, that this child, when he grows up to be a good man, a big man, then it is hoped that he would not turn to those things that ruin society.
Right.
So if somebody wants to hear a bayan on alcohol that causing so much of destruction in society, then teach that to your child, because that same child, he will start turning towards that when he becomes a man one day.
Mm-hmm.
So many of the men who turn towards alcohol being Muslims, when they were small, were they told about alcohol as much as they are told today?
Mm.
That emphasis and that strain and stress that you're supposed to put into the child for not turning towards that direction, supposed to be planted when he was a small child. After which, due to some circumstances, if a person turns toward the haram, it is still hoped he can come back, right? Because his origin and his starting was good.
Right.
Because of stress of life, some people turn towards the wrong. 5-10 years, they're doing the wrong, they come back to the normal origin. Mm-hmm. But if the person was not given any good when he was small, where in his life will he ever turn towards the good? Because he was never told about good.
Right, absolutely. Even then, if a person knows so well, mashallah, that this is not good, I've been given all the training, when they step in, there's still a guilt that they feel.
Yes.
That I'm doing the wrong thing. I shouldn't be in this.
Yeah, I agree with
you. If the tarbiyah is not given from that young age, then they step in without the guilt, and 5 years down the line, we want to plant the guilt. That's when all the justifications start coming about as to why I'm doing this. No, you must understand. There is no justification. For that which is haram, there is no justification. If you are doing haram, even with all the stresses in the dunya, there is no justification. We have to leave it. This dunya is a place of test. It's a place of trials. It's a place of tribulation.
Oh.
If we go through difficulties, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who can remove the difficulties, not these evils. The evils are not going to make things better. Just think, how are you going to put poison and then it's going to become, you know, shifa? You're not going to put poison and then it becomes cure. Poison is going to make it more poisonous. So in order to set it right, we need to turn to Allah Azza wa Jal, the giver of shifa, the one who can cure our difficulties, can remove our
Mashallah.
Difficulties,
very good.
And set it right in that way.
Very good, mashallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We have much more to discuss, dear viewers, and this was just some Madini pearl that we shared. There is a darker side of society, a darker side of the internet that children use, adults use to cause more corruption in society. They are definitely dark sides. But where we have stemmed from is the rock bottom. If you start from here to rectify matters, it is hoped that there is a brighter future for your child. There is a brighter future for the very same society that people looked down upon. Because who makes society? Humans, no jinns will come in to make a society for you. It's humans who make a society. It's people together that live together. So if you as a family can be happy, then you as a society can also be happy, inshallah, azza wa jalla. We are going to discuss more Madini pearls, inshallah, azza wa jalla. For now, they say that, when any musibah, parishani comes upon you, people look to go and just, I won't say chill, but they look for a place where they can go and vent and receive barakah and blessings.
Find their sukoon.
Find their sukoon. Vent in the sense of going and crying out their desires and their hopes. And I think the only place in the whole world, I mean, Google says 195 countries, yeah. And 5 extra countries, there's some ikhtilaf about those countries there, right? But call it 200 countries, 200 places in the world. Subhanallah, there's only one place. Call it two, but it's one place. That is the city of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwarah, where you would empty your heart. You
both are his cities.
Subhanallah, both the Mubarak cities, mashallah. And trust me, this is the only cities where when you travel to and you pour your heart out at, when you return back, you return whilst you're forgiven. You return whilst, mashallah, your lawful wishes are fulfilled, subhanallah. Before you reach your destination, Muhasab, you'll find that all the du'as you made was turning out to become true, subhanallah. So we also go to that city, inshallah, azza wa jalla. And this is a du'a if you make, Allah qubul farmaye. Phir gumbad-e khazra ki fazao mein bulalo. Ameen, ya rabbal alameen. Let's make this du'a, inshallah. And listen to this kalam. When we do return, we will continue with our discussion. Sallu ala al-habib
sallallahu ta'ala
ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Madina Madina ہجر کا غم ستا رہا ہے میں در پہ آؤں یہی تو ارمان دل میں طوفان مچا رہا ہے پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا کر مجھے دیوانہ بنا لو قدموں سے لگا کر مجھے دیوانہ لو دنیا کی محبت کو میرے دل سے نکالو، بھی گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، یا شاہ مدینہ میری امداد کو آؤ، یا شاہ مدینہ میری امداد کو آؤ، آفات و بدیات کے سے نکالو، آفات و بلیات کے پنجوں سے نکالو، بھی گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، مدفن ہو عطا میٹھے مدینے کی گلی میں، یا نبی التجا ہے مجھ کو مدینے میں آئے، جان قدموں میں نکلے نبی کے اور وہیں مجھ کو دفنایا جائے، مدفن ہو عطا مدینے کی گلی میں، للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو، للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو، للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو، بھی گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، فرقت میں تڑپتے ہیں جو مسکین بیچارے، فرقت میں تڑپتے ہیں جو مسکین بیچارے، اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو، اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو، بھی گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی گئے، محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی گئے، شیخ شیطان سے عطار کا ایمان بچا لو، شیطان سے عطار کا ایمان بچا لو، گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو،
ہے سہنا دشوار یہ جدائی میری، ہو درد شہا رسائی، نہیں بھروسہ زندگی کا یہ دل میرا ڈوبا جا رہا،
سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو۔
It is said that healthy homes equal a healthy society. And this is the basic unit in Islam, meaning the family, the parents, the husband, the wife, and the children. If their relationship is healthy, then ultimately you will have a healthy society, because your society, your community is made up of all those homes, all those families. So it is necessary for us to learn what are our rights and responsibilities, what are our roles, and to the best of our ability, for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, to fulfill that. Because each member in the family, whether it's the husband or wife, whether it's the son or daughter, the mother or the father, they have their own individual rights, but they also have responsibilities and specific roles to fulfill. And if each one fulfills their roles, then inshallah ta'ala, that home will be a home of happiness, of sukoon, of tranquility and harmony as well. Many people, they say that, no, my rights are not fulfilled. Our mindset must be that I need to do my best to fulfill the next person's right. Each person, if we have this mindset, then Medina, how splendid it will be in the environment of the home. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Islam teaches us not competition with each other, husband and wife competing with each other, brother and sister competing with each other, brother and brother, sister and sister. No, it teaches cooperation, that we work together as a team. Yes, the husband, rather the father, is the head of the home, the captain of the ship. And under him, we all work together in order to fulfill our purpose, which is to worship Allah Azza wa Jal and to prepare for the hereafter. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Welcome back. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How do we create a happy society? Yes, this was Nawshad Attari, hafidhahullah, mashallah, who had given such beautiful Madani pearls, dear viewers. And this is what we need to work with, and this is what we need to work for, dear viewers. Remember, Allah Kareem never changes the condition of a society until that society does not wish and desire to change its own condition, dear viewers. The nation, the people, it is us, and we have realized that we need a change, and if we all walk towards this change, inshallah, this year, 2025, would be a better year for your family, inshallah, for that individual. It is hope from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Let's work towards instilling the fear of our Creator in the hearts of our kids and children. As much as fear you put for their examination and for their studies, more than that fear, put the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla in their hearts. You put the fear of failure, remove the fear of failure and put the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla into their hearts, and you shall see the difference of the society. First, your homely environment will change, then the society environment will change, and then the country environment will change. What do you say, Allah?
Absolutely. Every one of us needs to introspect. We need to look within ourselves.
In fact, I'm just saying because Masab Maf, it's a thing that we all require in our lives. And it's a thing that we don't have. Maybe many people might be thinking as to why we are discussing this matter. You know, things are fine. But Maulana Sahib, there are people who have really left this dunya crying and hoping for the change for their awlad. It never just happened. It's not necessarily that the child is evil by birth.
Yes.
It's the situations around everyone's life. So
absolutely.
What do you say, Maulana Sahib?
Absolutely. Most definitely. Our children look towards us, and that's where they learned whatever they learned. They learned from looking at us. They learned from watching us. And that's when they become whatever they become. And so, in order for us to change our children, in order for us not just to change our children, but to guide our children, in order for us to guide our children and to give them the proper training so that they may be good, valuable members of society, it's important that every one of us introspect ourselves, that we set ourselves right. If each of us were to set ourselves right, inshallah, the entire society will be set right. In fact, our children too, because they look and they learn by just watching. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And so there's a beautiful saying that I'd like to end with on my side as well. That there's a beautiful quotation or a saying that goes that yesterday I was intelligent, so I wanted to change the world, but today I'm wise. So I'm starting by changing myself.
Kya baat hai, subhanallah,
subhanallah. It is wise to start by changing ourselves.
Kya baat hai, mashallah. Excellent. Very beautifully said, Maulana Sahib. And I would like to end by saying also that progress is a nice word, but change is its motivation, Maulana Sahib. Its motivator, should we say. So we need this motivation from within so that we can take this one step ahead. Hundreds of things are holding you back that you cannot focus on that side. But that side is very important for us to focus upon, inshallah. And that is the upbringing of our kids, which will bring a new revolution, inshallah, azza wa jalla, in the coming future. Inshallah. And yes, inshallah, all the other vices which causes the ruin of society, such as lying, stealing, deceiving, breaking promises, whatever, alcohol, robberies, hoarding money. Inshallah, when you put khawfi khuda into their hearts, you will have this done as well, inshallah. This will be out of their lives. They will turn out to be more pious. And inshallah, azza wa jalla, be closer to this beautiful, fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah. Until next time, stay good, be good, do good. Shukran to our Honorable Ziyad Madini Sahib.
Jazakallah.
Hafizahullah, mashallah. And we will be back same time, same place on your Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah.